ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie. And today, they're going to talk about pumpkin spice, and they're going to talk about Einstein, Harvey Weinstein, and Brett Weinstein. And I'm Starman Norman, and here's my tribute to the great Tom Petty. Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie. I'm Julie.
Guess what? That leaves me.
Christine.
And I'm also the mama.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. And we're here because we're queer and we ain't going anywhere.
Lisa, that's what the neighborhood thinks of us, because we spend so much time together, and my mom looks very much my age, which is a compliment to her and a diss to me.
Well, so. we were someplace, and we were meeting this older guy, and you said, "Hi, I'm Julie," and I said, "Hi, I'm Christine," and you went, "Yeah, that's my mom, Christine." He went, looked at me, went, "Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay.
Maybe. Oh, no, he says okay.
Okay.
If that's, like, that's the story.
Okay. I lost money on that one. Because we thought definitely you two were together.
Yeah, they're together.
Like, sorry,
or some people bubble. Say, okay, who's the mother and who's the daughter? And then we'll laugh. Like, then, no, really.
Really. Yeah. And like I said, it's a compliment for you and a diss for me.
Not really, though.
Oh, no. Yeah, really, it is. No. You can say okay. That because okay. You're not the daughter.
It's not me, that's right.
I mean, come on. If you said to your mother, you know, and he's like, "Oh, who's really the daughter here?"
Yeah.
You're like, yeah. F you, Mr. Trying to be nice.
Yeah, but there's only 19 years difference between us.
Yes, exactly. And with Botox and facelifts, which right. You've had none,
yeah.
I do need them.
I do too, girlfriend, trust me.
You know, it could be basically the same age. Mm-hmm. We're just the same age, completely.
Except you still have that fresh kiss of innocence on your face.
Yes.
I've seen the world a time or two. I have that look of, you know, yeah. Just wisdom. Hard-earned wisdom.
And you know what? I'm going to make sure, I'm damn sure everybody knows about it too. Take my wisdom and use it.
I'm like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the other day, you were giving me your pearls of wisdom. And then a caveat was like, and I don't see you taking my advice very often, Julie.
Did I actually? See, here's the thing.
You didn't say it like that.
That's
like,
the problem, though.
We're having a conversation, and I don't see you.
Did I actually say that, or did I think it? That's my problem now.
Oops. You might have said
those are actually my words
yes.
I said.
Yes. Or one time, you did say something like that. Uh-huh. And then I go, oh my gosh. And I remember talking to Doug's kids, Hillary and Dave, Hillary and Quinn, who I've known for years, you know. And I said, you know, I know the mistakes I've made, and I don't want you to make those mistakes. But knowing, so I tell you my mistakes, hoping you won't make them.
Right.
Knowing full well that you probably will, because right. They're the same mistakes that they've been made 100 times over.
Yeah.
And you'll make other mistakes. So I try and do my best knowing that, hey, no matter what, it's your life.
Yeah.
And, you know, you were listening to Gaia and your guy on Cosmic Disclosure.
Yes. Or David Wilcox.
Yeah, he was saying, no, we must come to the place where there are no mistakes. There's no failure. It is all learning mm-hmm. for the next level of our evolution.
Yeah.
It's all learning.
But also, I'm listening to Jordan Peterson
yes.
And also Brett Weinstein.
Or
one of those two, Weinstein or Stein. And they're talking about that not only is it, you know, it's evolutionary mistakes.
Yes.
Are evolutionary. They either propel
right.
The evolution of the population right. Or they don't, you know.
Oh, and I'll have to say, if you want to hear a pretty cerebral podcast.
Oh, my God.
I mean, here we are. We're two coaches, yeah. Law attraction coaches. Yeah. You're a certified therapist. I'm getting my master's in
education. Yeah.
But really focusing on stress and the results of that and how
right.
to work with that.
Right.
That's what my thesis is going to be about. My capstone is going
right.
to be about.
Yeah.
But it's interesting because this show for us is about fun.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to be cerebral. No. We don't want to be coachy. You can get some coachiness from us.
Right.
But we want you to laugh because you know what? Life's effing hard.
Yeah.
And to tell you otherwise is a lie.
And for an hour a week.
Yes.
We would like you to just to go, oh, I'm with the girlfriends.
Yes. Come into our bosom. Yeah. We're going to laugh a little bit. Have some fun.
Drink from the milk of our hello.
Hello.
Drink from the milk of our bosoms.
Exactly. Exactly.
Is it okay to say that?
Sure. No, it's not okay to say it. I don't know where that milk's coming from.
The wisdom milk.
Exactly. Exactly.
The milk of ages. It's almost expired, basically.
Right, right. Oh, jeez. It basically expired.
Well, girlfriend, I have to tell you, it's that time of year. Do you know what time of year it is?
Uh-uh.
It's the time of year where our Autumn on Parade is this week.
Yes.
And that's where Oregon is. And every sign, whether it's the McDonald's, whether it's the DQ, whether it's the little local restaurants, everybody's offering pumpkin spice latte.
Oh.
Or pumpkin spice
and what
donuts.
Is what is pumpkin spice?
What is pumpkin spice? I want to know.
Okay, so yes, I know there's pumpkin spice. But I swear I don't know what it is. I'm asking you, what is pumpkin spice?
That's right.
I don't know what it is. Is it cinnamon and nutmeg?
All I know is that there was a high school near us this week, and the kids were passing out. They called the ambulances. They called the fire department.
Mm-hmm.
They called the police.
Right.
They were worried because there was this funky smell.
Right. I would be worried.
Coming through. And kids were getting sick and throwing up and all this stuff. And so they cleared the school.
Yeah.
And they sent the hazmat team in. And what they found was an air freshener that was pumpkin spice.
And that's the only thing that can contribute to the outbreak. Yeah. The humanity.
Oh, the humanity. It was a pumpkin spice.
So,
I want to tell you something.
Yes.
You know, not every air freshener is Febreze. There are some funky air fresheners that come directly from China. Was that a diss against China?
No, it really wasn't
a
diss.
Good.
But they come from the boat. What happens to them on the boat? I don't know.
What happens on the boat stays on the boat.
Right.
But so, they're very strong.
Right.
And so you may, like, one time you brought me home a candle that was, like, originally $25, but it was on sale for $1.99. And it was, what was the flavor?
Peppermint?
No, it was
pumpkin?
I always call it ass flavor.
It's mango?
Mango, yes.
Okay.
It was mango. Because I don't know why, for me, mango smells like ass.
Because you know what? Sometimes your ass looks like a mango. Or mangoes look like asses. I don't know.
But so you can get a funky smell.
Yeah.
And so I believe that's why it happened, is that there was some funky pumpkin spice in that high school, that are those kids just wanted to get off of school for the day.
Right.
But really, Autumn on Parade is here this weekend in Oregon, and literally every restaurant, every little food booth,
right,
every little meat cart, I mean,
got it.
Pumpkin spice pulled pork.
Ooh,
yes. On. Tell me about that.
Pumpkin
spice Cliff's donuts.
Well, okay. I understand that. It's
pumpkin spice caramel corn.
Yes. You're right. It's pumpkin spice tampons.
Yes.
Because you must smell fresh down there. And it's seasonal.
You have to be seasonal.
Because you know what? You just never know. And
that's, you know what, though?
Yes.
I'm seeing it.
I'm seeing it, too.
Pumpkin spice tampons. Then, of course, obviously, peppermint.
Yes. Pine tree.
Pine tree. Ooh.
Yes.
For tampons. It
smells like pine down there. Well,
you know. What about for Easter?
Can I tell you something, though? Why not? You used to be. Remember that old wise. Is it old wives or old wise tales?
Old wives tales.
With the wives. It's like if you eat a lot of pineapple.
Yeah.
Your coochie would smell good.
Oh.
I also heard that from Kardashians.
Yes.
So I don't know if they're the old
There's
wives.
There's a lot of pineapple eating.
Exactly.
In that Kardashian
exactly.
family.
Exactly. And so here we go. And so why not just skip that part? Because pineapple is nothing but high in sugar. You know? Yeah. Even though I love a fresh pineapple.
Oh, my God. You can. Here's the thing, though. Febreze, their new iteration is tampons.
Yes.
It'd be my God. Yeah. Because you know that, you know the one, there's that one commercial that I really love. This girl is like in this car and she's like dancing to some really cool music.
Right.
And the reason she's like dancing real cool and like they got the cool music on is because their air freshener in their car, guess what the name of it is?
Cool Breeze.
Adventure.
Oh, adventure.
Adventure.
Oh, they.
We've got a scent for that.
Oh, that's right. And there was one where this person had to be very courageous.
Yes.
And they
that's
go.
That's called bravery.
We've got a scent for that. What does brave smell like? You know what? Screw the word brave. Screw the word bravery. Because you know what? If you're like even slightly overweight for a girl and you're wearing a bikini or a bathing suit, they call you, oh, she's so brave to wear a bathing suit out in public, even though she's 20 pounds overweight.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But if you're svelte and like look like a model, ooh, she's sexy. So you don't want the word, I don't want to ever have anybody describe me as being
brave. Oh, Julie's brave.
Like, why am I brave?
Yeah.
Well, oh, you're trying for something that you know what's going to get. There's no way in hell you're going to get this goal. But you're so brave, little girl.
You're so brave.
You're so brave.
I'm curious now. You got me thinking about.
I have used that. Just recently, I have told somebody, oh, that's a brave decision.
Yeah. Is it for me?
No, baby. No, it wasn't. But I go, oh, that's a brave decision. In my mind going, I disagree with this totally, but there's no reason why I should disagree
right.
with it.
So therefore, brave.
You're She's brave. Brave little soldier. Yeah, you go for it.
You're deciding to wear that tank top with those.
With the bra on the outside. Yeah. You go brave.
Nobody calls a man like in tight Speedos that doesn't have a package.
No.
They don't call him brave. Or do they?
Well, they call him like oh, I gotta work. Like that guy just owns it.
He's
like, look how cool. Get the gold chain on. You know. Well, in America, no one's using Speedos anymore. In America, guys get to wear, surfer pants, surfer boards, which literally they cover.
It's only
below
in Europe. In Europe, they wear the Speedos.
Yes,
it's like you got to be over 65.
Right.
Have like a bit of a gut.
Right.
Gold chains. Are we being sort of biased here?
Of course we are.
Okay. All right. Just as long as we note that.
Right. But would you find that less offensive or more, like if you were on a nude beach.
Right. And there was a guy wearing a Speedo.
Would you rather see him in a Speedo or without a Speedo?
Yeah, exactly. I would rather.
Yes, exactly.
I think
exactly.
I'd rather see him without his Speedo, honestly.
I would too.
I think it'd be more real.
Yeah, because you're all about being real right now.
I'm really all. Your mom is all about being authentic.
Yes,
she's about being real. She's about pulling the veil.
Well, you know,
pulling the curtain back.
This show is about evaluating pop culture too, right?
Yes,
and about life and sometimes news. Because let's just face it, this week has been a shitty ass week.
Yeah,
and we're not going to go there. This is a break from reality here. This show is a break from reality.
Also, too, there's a lot of other podcasts that can take you there.
Yeah. And
we're going to be brave and not take you there. Yeah.
But so
we're going to take you higher.
It was a season premiere of Don't Be Toddy for the Potty.
Yeah.
And I watched, and they were in Italy, which I love it when they travel, housewives.
I do
it makes
too.
Me feel like, because I want travel shows.
Yeah, you get
like, I remember when the Girls Next Door, the Hugh Hefner.
Yeah.
Hugh Hefner, that's right.
Yeah.
And I feel bad Hef died a couple weeks ago or this week or something like that. Yeah. I mean, you know, he had a great life, though. I mean, he really planned it. You know, you like to call it before you go. You kind of like declutter your life.
Right.
You let go of his.
Yeah, everything.
You know, everything before. Yeah. He knew things were changing.
Yeah.
And, but anyway, when Bridget, one of the three, had her Bridget Beaches.
Yeah.
I love that show.
I know.
It's like she went all over the world to see the beaches.
Yes.
I love that show.
But we remember that one, the two guys that we used to watch.
Yes.
Was it Adventures?
No, it's Departure.
Departures.
And you can watch it on Netflix. Oh, so I do watch it on Netflix.
I loved that show.
I love that show.
We used to get up, honestly, remember, Joseph?
5 o'clock in the morning.
5 o'clock in the morning to see it.
Yes. You can see it on Netflix.
Oh,
and I have
guys,
watched
see it,
it
if you can.
Yes.
It's so great.
It is. Three cute Canadians seeing the world.
Yeah.
You know, awesome. But going back to Don't Be Tardy for the Party, mm-hmm. they're in Italy, and they're commenting on all these beautiful statues and how the men have smaller penises disproportionate to their bodies.
Yes.
I don't know if that to be true, you know.
That's what they were saying to their guide.
Yeah.
Is that why are the penises so small on the statues? And they're saying, and the guide said, because they're being respectful.
Oh, respectful.
To the Pope. I'm pretty sure.
Because it's not what you see, it's the size of what you see. And listen, let's be honest here. All popes are old. They're not wearing their glasses or their contacts. They ain't seeing jack shit. But what I want to know is that they're all hairless for the most part. And I've struggled with that over the last couple of days. I'm
You wanted to know.
And I came up with the reason.
You did?
I did. It is definitely utility. Because it's just too dang hard to carve in hair on marble or stone. That's just too hard.
You've tried.
I mean, and make it look right.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. So they just go, screw it. They just keep their wax. They're going to be hairless.
Yeah.
They're going for it to see what the actual form would be without hair.
Right, right.
And so that's
you
what we're
seeing. You got something there.
Yes.
I remember they're looking at this Sistine Chapel.
Yes.
And they're looking at the artwork and how beautiful the ceiling is.
Yeah.
And she makes a comment. She goes, oh, my God, I would love to meet the man that painted this.
Right.
And the guy goes, Michelangelo painted it. And she went, a fucking ninja turtle? What? I don't believe it.
Yeah.
A ninja turtle painted this?
I pray to God that was set up.
Oh, my God.
I pray to God that was set up. But maybe not. Maybe maybe people that are younger than millennials, they have no connection to Michelangelo. None. Except for Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the mom goes, well, you know, Michelangelo is a Ninja Turtle as well.
Yes.
Yes. But do you not realize that all the Ninja Turtles are named after, like, Renaissance artists, you know?
Some of the other ones?
Well, Donatello.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about
Versace.
I don't think. What are the Ninja Turtle ones? I got to look them up now.
Donatello.
I think it's,
Michelangelo. Quick, Joe's.
Da Vinci. I think he's one of them.
Da Vinci is?
I think. I'm going to find out.
Okay.
Ninja Turtle names.
Uh-huh. And they are.
I'm going to find out.
Coming up
soon.
Now.
They're not telling me.
What?
Raphael.
Oh, Raphael.
Okay, he's, you know. Leonardo.
Leonardo.
Donatello.
And Michelangelo.
There
Raphael
you go.
And Leonardo.
Right.
Got it.
You know, kind of good names.
Yeah. Sturdy, solid names.
One of those. Isn't Raphael an archangel?
I think so.
Yeah. Now I don't know. Now I feel stupid.
Yeah, now we're just like...
Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe Michelangelo is only a Ninja Turtle. Maybe he doesn't exist any place else in the world.
No.
But a turtle.
So where were we going with all this?
I don't know, but speaking of turtles, I saw this really sad scene, but it turned out okay for these turtles. I guess because of the waters being warm longer and the ocean, the turtles, the small turtles, are staying longer.
Oh, no.
But the problem is they have a tendency to turn cold fast. And so what happens when the water turns too cold, they don't swim down to the warmer waters. Mm-hmm. They their bodies kind of get frigid and they get paralyzed and they get up on the shore. They get just pushed onto shore.
Oh, no.
And so these people decide that they're the champions, they're the Ninja Turtles for the turtles. And they take them and they put them in water, but you have to literally for months keep them in a warm bath before you can release them
into the ocean.
Yes.
Also, they're basically like turtle sitters
for like 6 months until the water turns again.
That reminds me of that. Remember that one guy he was a penguin, and there was a guy on the beach that took care of him. He was injured, and he penguin-sitted him.
Yeah,
for like a foster penguin. For like a long time. He was like a warrior.
Right.
And, I mean, not the penguin, but the guy.
Right.
He was like kind of a I don't know, like native warrior yeah. type guy. But he took this penguin in, and what was really interesting is that when he released him, a year later, the penguin came back and visited him, and has done that for now like 5 or 6 years.
Oh, he's saying thank you.
He comes back and visits him.
I think it's lovely that he remembers that. The penguin, and it's, I mean, who knows why? It could just be part of their now
their routine.
The routine yeah. of their migration pattern.
Yeah.
You know, it's sort yeah. of like when that little girl started feeding the crows. And the crows started giving her gifts.
Yes.
And now she has this murder of crows in her backyard that she feeds
a
and waters.
A murder of crows.
And then they give her stuff. And sometimes yeah. they give her earrings.
Yeah.
And I'm just like...
With the ears still on.
Yeah, like, ouch. This one has blood on it. All right, crows, let's take it down a notch.
I know you love me.
I know you love me. But let's be real here.
Yeah.
I do not need, you know, the earrings from the girl's ears.
Yeah.
You know.
I would love to, like, you know, babysit a turtle or a you know, something like that. I would.
Yeah, well, because it required not much from me.
Yeah.
Except to not be afraid of it.
Yeah.
I remember this one snapping turtle we saw on the side of the road, and I was trying to push him into the...
I know.
And he was just, like, pissed.
Yeah.
He must have been old. Like, I'm here for a reason because I want to end my life kind of turtle.
Yeah.
And it did.
Yeah.
You know, a car hit it eventually.
Oh.
I tried to get him off the side of the road.
I know you did.
It was very sad.
I can't even go there. Every time I go by that spot...
Yeah, I know.
This was years ago.
Yeah.
We tried, and we tried. It was a great big turtle.
Yeah.
And we tried to get him off, but he was just... you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then on the way back home, he was decimated.
And so I just feel maybe it was his time to go. He just didn't want to. I mean, that's what I'm
Good
telling
thing
myself.
You feel that way. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm telling myself that story. And as Tony Robbins says, it's just the stories you're telling yourself.
That's all life is. Yeah.
You know, the story. Are you telling yourself stories that makes you, propel forward? And I don't know.
But, you know, I've met a few of those people. And that are telling them those good stories. And
yeah,
like
I've been in the wake of those people.
Yeah.
Where, like, I felt like I was part of it and realized, oh, you weren't really ready for this.
You weren't ready to live out the story you're telling yourself.
Right. And now, remember
and
that
you
one,
took us
you
down with
don't
you.
Know, who is that one woman just recently? She had they valued her company at $1 billion. And if she had created this one machine that
Kylie Jenner?
No,
just kidding.
Yes, not her. But she does blood tests, kind of special blood testing. And but the technology was wrong. I mean, it didn't work. But she had gotten over $1 billion for this.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah. And like 6 months later, it
like
was...
Like a GoFundMe thing? Like
No, like it went public and people thought it was great. And,
oh, my God.
Yeah. And literally, it was $1 billion, and to find out, it was all a fraud. She just looked the part, and all this stuff, and
she's telling herself that story.
And so she, law of attraction, did all the way to the end.
Yeah,
and then she's like, "Oh shit, I guess it does require science." I guess because I heard that. I looked in this one documentary on PBS. See, I'm a girl that can watch. Don't be tardy for the party. And then PBS had a very, very, thoughtful, reflective documentary on Einstein.
Okay.
And here's Einstein, and he's working for the patent office because he can't get a job, and he needs to bring some money home for his family. But he's getting inspired because this is a time when people are just coming up with...
patents for anything.
Yeah, it's like sort of like... Now for computers, I guess, and so like different ways of doing time and motors and just all these interesting things. And so he's getting inspired along the way. And during this time, he comes up with his thought for relativity and space and time, how that's connected. Space and time is connected. And then he wrote a paper on it eventually, and it got zero traction. Mm-hmm. Zero traction.
Mm-hmm. And it got in our day, he'd get no thumbs up.
Right. And somebody goes, you know what? A professor goes, I have no idea this is getting no traction. Because this is a time when people would meet every week to hear what the new scientists are coming up with.
Wow.
And what they're thinking about.
Yeah.
And so he wrote a paper based on his theory. to kind of, and so he worked on that, and then it started getting more traction, and then he was start. Then he got money to work on it, I guess.
Einstein did.
Yes, okay. I think I went to the university. I got to, became a professor at a university then, doing work on this theory, and he would. But somewhere along the line, he wasn't the best mathematician, and he made a mistake in his figuring out something, and so everything else was based on this faulty math, and. So he was kept figuring, trying to figure out where did I make this mistake, and he couldn't find it. He couldn't find it. And he would have to go every week to tell people what was going on and change what was happening and all this stuff. But at the time, there were other people going along and going, oh, he's got something here. And they were working on his concept as well. And so there was this race. And at the same time, he had a wife back home. I don't know where his wife and his kids were at, calling him up or most likely writing him and, you know, truly snail mail saying, you haven't spoken to your kids in a long effing time and we're running out of money. You have family obligations. You best send us some money. And, you know.
All right.
So he was getting it from all over the place. Mm-hmm. And what you realize is here, this is Einstein. But this is Einstein before.
Feel the pressure.
Yeah. This is Einstein before he's officially Einstein with the crazy ass hair.
Right.
You know, because he can't pass that hair now. I mean, this at this stage. He's got to look
maybe.
At Well, no, I mean, before he was quote unquote Einstein.
Right. He was just like a goofy guy.
Yeah, no first name. Right. He's just Einstein. It's what Albert Einstein.
Oh, thank God.
But we only call him Einstein.
Right.
And Einstein can pass with the crazy-ass hair.
Yeah.
But Albert Einstein has to look a little conservative.
Right.
Because he's also working at the patent office and he gets another job. I mean, he's working for
he's
a living.
He's got kids.
Yeah.
Working at the patent office.
And so what you realize, it takes hard work to come up and be... I mean, not everybody's going to be the guy from Facebook, Katzenberger. I don't know who Katzenberger is. What's the guy's name from Facebook? Oh, come on. I can't think of his name.
Katzberg? No.
No. Oh, goodness gracious. We know who he is. But, I mean, he did it in college.
I know, as Leonardo Katzberg.
Yeah. Katzenberg.
Raphael.
But, I mean... It takes work to come up with a brilliant idea. And sometimes it doesn't work out the first time. And you're plugging along for years. And I say that only because it made me feel good sometimes when I realize, oh, yeah, people who've been successful, when you really hear the ones that they're not all Kylie Jenner at the age 20.
Right.
Her, you know, her company is literally destined to be a $1 billion company in 4 years.
Right.
A $1 billion company in 4 years, and she's 20.
Yeah,
you know, I and you hear her talking. She's like, it's like this girl needs to have a shot of adrenaline. I mean, she is so calm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, you know, I just feel blessed that I found my passion, and my passion is makeup. And you're like, have you, you 20-year-old? I'm just, and I say that only coming from a good, positive spot because I am completely jealous.
Because she says stuff like, I really can't be with anybody negative right now. I just believe in positivity. And okay, then that means you don't have to go stand in line at the Secretary of State's office.
Yes.
You have somebody else do that for
you. Or you don't have to make appointments for your passport. You know, somebody else takes care of
something.
Everything. Yes.
And you get to be like, I'm so annoyed at the world. I just don't understand.
I just focus on my business. And
it's hard work, but I have to go into those meetings where everybody else has done the business for me, and I just say yay or nay.
Yes, exactly.
I just remember the one time they had.
I'm slightly jealous, by the way. I'm slightly jealous.
Yeah, Kylie and Kendall.
Or like enamored of her. Is that the right word? Just like, how did this girl's star get so bright so young?
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
I appreciate Kris Jenner more than ever.
So yeah, Momager, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
And what happened, Mother?
Yeah, what happened? I dropped the ball.
You dropped the ball.
I dropped the ball big time.
you chose us to. You chose your kids to be in trucking.
Yeah.
You know.
What trucking?
We can't market trucking. I mean, it's an hourly kind of gig, girlfriend.
Now, see, that should be a Febreze scent.
Trucking?
Trucking.
Yes.
There is a definite
touch of
scent.
Diesel, touch of oil,
yeah.
Touch of like butt funk.
That is a known smell.
Yes, it is.
Everybody talks about it behind closed doors, though.
Yes.
That what a truck driver's seat smells like.
Yes, butt funk. Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
I believe
that. That sounds like a Bruno Mars song.
It does. We're both doing
that. Uptown funk, feel like it.
I can't say it faster because I'll be like, oh, man.
Uptown funky world. I could kiss myself. I'm so pretty.
I could kiss myself. I'm so pretty. You gotta love Bruno Mars.
I love me some Bruno. I love me some Usher. And what was the other guy that I love now? Is that Ludacris?
Oh, you do like Ludacris?
Flo Rida.
Flo Rida. Yeah, that's right.
It's actually Florida.
But is that him? Florida?
Yeah.
Florida? Oh,
Flo Rida. F-L-O.
I missed that.
You missed that?
Yes.
All right.
And then go, low. I'm trying to get you some songs that you can go down deep and dig deep when you're doing your little new step.
Yeah.
You know, on the gym.
Yeah.
And you're like, nee, you look at yourself, I'm going, I'm Rocky, you know? And then you go, low.
I just don't understand the kids these days, though. They're not tempted to sing the songs.
No.
I don't understand it.
I don't, well.
Is it because they're so mannered?
Possibly.
Because I cannot hear a song in my ear and not want to sing it.
Right.
I can't.
Well, and I appreciate the fact that you've gone from listening to, you know, I'll rise up, you know, all these inspirational songs, grit songs.
Grit songs.
Dig down to the bottom of the barrel. I got to rise up every day to like, screw this. I am tired of the struggle. There's got to be a better way.
I go
low. She hit the floor.
I milked the cow.
That's right.
That's a line in that song.
I think it's a line in the
I grabbed her head and I milked the cow.
That's right, an Usher song. Yeah. I get those songs completely confused, by the way.
Yeah. I don't.
I know, because you have them on your playlist.
That's right.
And so forth. So, now I don't know why I brought up Einstein, but
I don't either.
I had a really good point about it, but now I don't. But
the point was, keep trying. Not everybody. Successful.
Well, you can law attraction stuff to you.
Yeah.
But you better be able to back it up with something substantial.
Yeah.
You know, some kind of credible, tangible idea or whatever. Or take it and run. Go to a Cayman Island or something like that, you know, or change your identity. If that's even impossible. Like, if you're going to be like a Madoff, you know, you know, at some point, you know, it's going to break. The pyramid scheme is going to go crashing down. Mm-hmm. At some point, it always does. Your goal is to disengage before that and just run.
Right.
And let it go.
You know, this may be a little bit off topic, but I wanted to talk about Will and Grace. This is a great show. This is a great reboot.
Oh, my gosh. It's the funniest show out there right now.
It's the funniest. I literally laughed out loud.
Yes.
Literally. But Will and Jack, they meet younger dudes, and they realize that they're... That what they would have loved is like, you know, to have a young dude, but the young dudes see them so differently,
right?
And like, you know, Will is saying, hey, you know, he meets this 23-year-old. He goes, tell me your coming out story,
right?
Because you know, I had to, you know, my parents divorced and it was horrible. I didn't talk to my mom for whatever,
right?
And the
which
kid
is not
goes,
anything that Will said, by the way.
Okay. You tell the story then.
No, just I think Will's if you're gonna say the thing, I think he said, my mom cried, my dad drank, you know, or
something like
that.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And then the kid says, my coming out story, well, he goes, it was sort of hard. He goes, oh yeah. He goes, because both my parents, who were divorced, had parties, celebration parties for me on the same day.
On the same day.
Can you believe it?
I had bounced two parties, coming out parties on the same day.
And he goes, what? He goes, and he realized at that point, you know, that they didn't understand the hard work that that generation did.
Right.
So that they could just be this laissez-faire.
Right.
You know? And it reminded me a little bit about, like, the movie Almost Famous.
Yeah.
I can remember that in my day, like, if you were dating a sports star or something like that, or a rock star, it would be horrible to have its baby.
Like, out of wedlock, specifically.
Yeah, it'd be horrible.
Horrible.
And then all of a sudden, something changed, and you wanted to, as soon as possible, get a rock star's baby.
Right.
And you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And then you would have to not have to work or whatever. Right. And then you go, do you realize how hard a whole generation of women had to work for equality and had to work for the idea that, you know,
you don't need a man.
And you don't need a man. You can have birth control and just all this stuff.
And then to bring it down, back down to like, oh, my only goal is to get knocked up by someone wealthy.
So then I can be. And it was interesting, too. Like, they have this Harvey Weinstein thing this week where he's having to apologize or is coming out. All these women, I think, that he sexually harassed in the workplace, which is film and all that stuff. And I can imagine
he's a known Democrat.
But I can imagine that some people thought it was okay to do this if they're helping somebody get ahead in their career.
Right.
You know, and so there's like a lot of like culture clashing and crashing against each other right now.
Yeah, it is. And I'm grateful that's coming out in the open, because it really ticked me off to hear another guy who's married, by the way, and that has thought his whole life it was okay to do. I don't know what he specifically did, but I'm really tired of it. Mm-hmm. And I remember back in the day, like when I was growing up, like in the 80s, I would hear stories about this sexual harassment. And I swear to God, I didn't feel that was possible. I'm like, well, tell a guy no and he'll back off. And then you just go, oh my God, you mean there are people out there that you tell them no, which would be okay, and then they don't back off. They keep doing it and harassing other people. And you go, this is really, I'm like shocked at this.
And the more powerful you are, the more incendiary it is.
And then you had to pay millions to people as hush money. And is that just, and then suddenly you just go, am I a high priced hooker basically? Because now I've allowed myself, you know, I mean, I wondered the same thing. Like, would I put myself in a situation to get sexually harassed, knowing if I could get a payday at the end of it, and is it just an agreement between us then?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You wonder.
You know? I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, he should be in jail. That's what he should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
But because he's rich, he gets to give people money and have him be hushed.
I think he's a little different, I think, than like Bill Cosby.
Well, okay.
Because Bill Cosby still denies it all.
Well, also, Bill Cosby was a rapist. And I don't know if...
No, you're right. I don't think he's not being accused of that at all.
No.
I think I mean, the thing that I even know about is he invited a young actress to his hotel room.
Right.
He was in his robe. He, you know, the whole, would you like a massage? You know, I could use a massage.
Yeah.
Would you like to take a shower?
Oh, my God.
Something like that. It wasn't like being roofied and raped. But also, what's different, I think, and it could be the new way to be handled, is that he's like owning up to it,
right?
Saying, you know, I'm a dinosaur,
right?
I did not realize that times were changing,
right?
Or somehow there is this big disconnect, because he is a big Democratic backer,
right?
And he's had at his Manhattan apartments and stuff like that, fundraisers and things like that for the Democrats. And is there a disconnect between being pro woman and what he's doing? And he may be feeling that. I mean, we don't know what his thoughts are.
Yeah.
Because obviously he's married and he's got a couple of kids. And I believe in my heart that the wife knows.
Of course.
And like even Melania Trump, right, she would say, oh, that's just dirty boy talk.
Yes, exactly. Well,
they're just being dirty boys.
Right.
I'm trying to do my best.
Well, I'm looking at like Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he was known for that as well. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, and then he knocked up his maid and they had a child together, and they didn't, that publicly wasn't claimed for 16 years, something crazy like that. Mm-hmm. This is all going down. And so is there just a segment of population and it just happens to be at this stage of the game where there's no secrets. There's just no secrets. Mm-hmm. We're going to know your dirty little secret. And your dirty little secret is you like to be all handsy with people and mm-hmm. be all sexual people. Mm-hmm. That's who you are. Mm-hmm. You like to be sexual. You like to sexualize everything, mm-hmm. even though it's uncomfortable for everybody else around you. Mm-hmm. And you may have to pay up millions of dollars. But we're going to now find out your dirty little secret. You know, I just don't know. And it's not like we have this. Now we have this spectrum, right, where we have on the far end, we have Bill Cosby, who roofied women. And when they wake up, they don't have their underwear on, and you go, okay, well, he's a, that's horrible. And you have Jared from Subway, who, you know, he says, well, I only did it like 15 to 17 year olds. I wasn't going after the young ones. And you're like, what the hell? And I just go, hello, people, capture those thoughts that make you want to do this and focus it on something else. Mm-hmm. Or has life given you so much yes mans around you, yes people around you, that you have no one telling you no, mm-hmm. no one going, what are you doing?
Yeah.
That, and like even now your wife or your family are like not,
they're just because,
they're too afraid because you can take away the money.
Yeah, because then this is absolutely true, because I would like to see people that this happened to not in power positions.
Right.
Not that don't have money. Because, you listen, if you're on Social Security and you're trying to do that, people are going to say no to you.
Right.
People are going to slug you.
Well, and then,
you know, there's something about the power issue.
And, yeah.
That makes it. Okay.
And yet I remember having a couple employees, you know, when I had a store. Very small store. And I remember feeling comfortable enough that I would do things like, oh, we better go up, we're a little slow today, let's go out there and shake our moneymakers, you know? Mm-hmm. Is that sexual harassment? You know, go mm-hmm. out there. And obviously, I didn't think they were going to go out there and shake your moneymakers. It was supposed to be funny. But now you go, I would be curious if I was in the corporate world.
Yeah.
Where I would find myself, because I'm not offended by people being funny.
Yeah.
But if you got a little handsy with me, and I go, well, I'm okay with that, but like, hey, dude, now I'm not okay with this.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And other people won't be okay with where I'm okay with, because I feel like I can handle.
And in the corporate world, it's interesting, too, because are you penalized by losing income? Or do you know, right, if you're not playing along, do you not get promoted? Are you not part of the you know, the crowd that gets you know,
right,
more money and gets raises and stuff like that?
Possibly.
That kind of stuff messes me up.
And it doesn't mess me up that much, because we have been out of the corporate realm for so long that the money that we make is the money that we make.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to a 9-to-5 job where if we don't make money, I still get paid.
Right.
You know, and so forth. It's like, what we make is what we make. I want to go back to the Kardashians a little bit. And I do, just for a split second. I have to just spew this out because it's bugging me that I haven't heard anybody talk about this. And that is, so, you know, Kylie supposedly is pregnant. I don't know if she's come out and said it.
Yeah.
And then now Khloe is pregnant.
Yeah.
And Kim's pregnant through a surrogate.
Right.
But Khloe's pregnant, and she's been dating the same guy for 2 years, mm-hmm. right? But her partner has a 9-month-old.
Yeah.
And no one, and
nobody's doing the math.
No one's doing the math. Like, this is gross.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I would be open to dating someone who just had a baby.
Right.
I mean, I'd be like, you need to work this out with your partner.
And he had a baby while you were dating.
Yeah, exactly.
They've been together for 2 years.
Right. So that means, I love you very much. I want to work around our relationship, but I did have sex with this person. It did result in a pregnancy, and I'm, you know, we're mm-hmm. going to...
And here's the thing.
And you're like, oh, I'm gonna
I'll tell you what, that if you're making millions and millions on a basketball contract, and you're a Kardashian and you're making millions and millions, you can work it out.
You can work it out.
You can work it out.
Right.
And but if you're just a normal schlubby person,
and you're making $22.50 working at, you know, maybe Woodfield Mall, managing a store, and your husband or your boyfriend, you've been dating for a while or just started dating, as you know, making about, you know, maybe 20 bucks an hour. And then like, oh, by the way, we just started dating. I wasn't exclusive with you yet. I knocked this girl up. She was my old girlfriend, mm-hmm. and she's going to have a baby, but we're not good together. I'm going to get with you. I'd be like, I don't know what I would do.
Yeah.
Because I want to have an open mind, but I also like, I would want to talk to the woman. Like, is there literally any chance in hell that you can get back together with this guy? Because mm-hmm. if there is, you should. Because
you have a baby.
You have a baby together.
Yeah.
And the best thing for the baby is...
But you have to tell you, you're not the average person.
No, I'm not.
Out there. They would not be thinking that. They'd be thinking, I don't care. I need his income.
Right.
I need to have a warm shoulder at night to lay on, you know.
If I break up with him, I got to find somebody else. I don't want to do that.
I'm tired of, you know. It's a different world out there.
Right.
Really
it's a different
is.
World. What are you going to do about it?
It's a sad, brave world.
Speaking of sad, brave world, 2045 I want to talk about.
Is that a sad, brave world?
Well, it's going to be a weird world. Remember I told you about that? That was that website that we had talked about.
We've talked about it a lot with
2045.
The Dalai Lama and Elon Musk.
Yes. And that the idea is that...
By 2045. 45, excuse me.
They believe that they will have people who have completely... let go of their body
and download
their complete consciousness into virtual reality.
That's right.
And so we've talked about this, how fascinating it is and how scary it is.
And then the Dalai Lama is all for it because he is that he feels...
He may be the last
He's true. The last true Dalai Lama because they've absconded the Dalai Lama finder.
Yes.
And made him work for the
Chinese. Yes.
Yeah. So whoever this guy finds won't be the real...
Possibly won't be the real one. Yes. Yeah.
So he's in all into downloading his Dalai Lama consciousness,
right?
Into
well, that's
virtual
what I heard.
Reality.
That's what I read, and I think that's fascinating to me.
But then you went to the show last night.
Yeah, and I went to the show, and then all of a sudden I see this this preview for a Spielberg movie.
And what's it called?
Well, I'll tell you at the end of my story.
Oh no! Don't make me wait.
All right, 2045. I'm like. I punched Doug in the rib. I'm like, 2045, really? Mm-hmm. We were talking about this forever. He took my idea.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. That's why I want to talk about Einstein.
Yeah.
There are some people who have the resources that can take an idea and immediately engage all the best staff around them to go get it done.
Yeah.
You know?
So I'm sure Spielberg was listening to our show.
Yes.
And we talked about it, and he went, great idea for a movie.
So
did he give us any credit?
No, of course not.
I would have done it for just a cut.
Or a title.
Maybe.
I mean, or something in
or what there. What do they call it, like, after the movie comes out and you make some money on the back end?
Back end rights? Sure,
I'll take that.
Anyway, the show's about this, movie's about this. I think it's Columbus, Ohio. And he's living in a trailer park, but the trailer park is stacked high because there's just no room anymore for people.
Got it.
So it's stacked normal, and then it got high and whatever. Mm-hmm. And this kid
is... trailer miniums.
Yes, exactly. Bravo. trailer miniums. Bravo, bravo, bravo. And he was saying they call us the missing millions. That's what they call our generation, the missing mm-hmm. millions. Mm-hmm. He goes, we're not missing. We're still right here, but it's so crowded. The only place that we feel free is in the oasis.
Mm.
And the oasis is the virtual reality, the new download.
Wow.
I know. And so you see them downloading in, getting plugged in, and then living these huge lives
in
the virtual state. And I thought to myself, well,
I might not. I wouldn't mind that.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
You know, especially if I was attached to a recumbent bike. Mm-hmm. And I'm just pedaling or walking. I'm doing whatever I have to do in my running marathon. But I'm
to keep the virtual reality machine going.
Yeah, to keep. Oh, to keep. Yeah, or maybe like I'm in my virtual route. I'm very, very active, and I have to do that in a 5x5 cube. You know, and I thought there's so much opportunity for this. But you'd have to really buy in the fact that this isn't real either.
Yeah.
You're not.
Yeah.
It's not real. But maybe you're engaging with other people that are in the virtual real world, but you're engaging with them on a real one-to-one kind of thing. I don't know. But before we only have about 5 minutes left of the show, but before we go today, we've been listening to a very cerebral podcast from Joe Rogan. He bounces all over the place, Joe Rogan does. And you love this podcast.
I love him. And
Jordan
I love
Peterson
the
and Ben Weinstein.
Brett Weinstein.
Yes. And we both say, we're so good at that.
I know.
That we both say the opposite one every single
That's
time.
That's who we are.
That's who we are. We're like this. And literally at this moment.
Do you have the cobwebs?
Update, yeah. I feel there's cobwebs on my face.
Oh, I'm
trying
sorry.
To pull off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's the Lyme update for the week.
Lyme update for the week, yes. And so anyway, what were we talking about?
2045.
Oh, yeah.
The trailer minions?
Oh, and then Jordan Peterson.
Oh, yeah, right.
And
you were telling him about a good podcast.
Yes, that was a really good podcast. But no
that's what you were going to say?
But oh, I'll do a quick movie review, though. I did see last night It. And... but in the back burner for a couple of weeks, like then I'm like, we'll see it. Well, why don't we go see it? I really want to see American Made, but it has already left our theater. It came and
what?
It left. I know.
What?
And
that was Greg's movie because Greg literally looks like Tom Cruise.
100%. And
especially this Tom Cruise.
Yes. 50-year-old Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Because now 55-year-old Tom Cruise because Tom Cruise has been getting the Botox and now looks like 47-year-old Greg or 46-year-old Greg.
Right.
And so, couldn't see that, unfortunately, but we saw it, and when it was over, I'm giving it 2.5 stars, by the way.
Out of 4?
5.
Oh, whoa.
It was fine. It was a fine movie.
So fine.
It was a fine movie. It went just like a Stephen King novel, a little too long, but at the end, people were clapping.
Because it was over?
Because it was good.
Oh, because it was good.
I don't know if they were clapping because it was over.
Oh.
Maybe that was the reason why.
Well, 2.5 stars.
Well, I did. I thought it would have been a little bit more. It felt disjointed. It felt like it was setting everything up. It felt like a Stephen King novel where I'm learning about this person's life and this person's life and this person's life and this person's life. And it all comes together for one whole story at the end. And at the end, it says, It, Chapter 1.
Oh.
So there's going to be a Chapter 2.
Oh.
And I told Doug what the Chapter 2 is going to be about.
Did we see it or read it already?
I think I saw it already,
okay.
Like way back when.
Got it.
But people were clapping, and Doug's looking at me like, well, I had to not understand. This is truly an overrated movie. And the first thing I said was, I think I said to him first, I'm just not sure it deserved an applause. Because to me, at the end of a movie, to give it applause, you're leaving with everything. Because you put down good money for a movie.
Yeah.
You left it going, holy cow, I don't know what I just saw, but that was a good ride.
That was a good one, yeah. I put down good money for a movie that from the Family Video Store last night.
What was
three
it?
$3. The Mummy
the
with
Mummy.
Tom Cruise.
Okay.
And
do you look like Gregory at all or no?
And not particularly in this one.
Okay.
But unlike the American Made one.
Okay.
But I enjoyed it. It was fast. It was a little dark.
Right.
And it really left a part two to be open to that.
Right.
And I know that it's our forte to, you know, we started this where we critique old movies.
Right.
Movies that have been out. But, you know, now Chance the Rapper.
Come on.
He's doing it. And now everybody's paying attention. Like,
yeah.
Oh, Chance the Rapper now, he does movie reviews that are like 3, 4, 5, 6 months old. And everybody's like going, that's a necessity. We need somebody to do that. And like, hello, ladies and gentlemen. We have been doing it for years now.
Right.
But because we're not Chance the Rapper. But he said that he didn't understand because he had rented the house.
Right.
And it's been, you know, 3, 4, 5 months out on video. And he's saying, it was a good movie. It didn't deserve...
all the criticism it got.
The Rotten Tomatoes, how many was it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Very little.
Okay.
Because you're supposed to have a lot, right?
13, yeah. Maybe 50%, who knows?
Yeah, but you know, it was like very, very little.
Yeah.
And he goes, it wasn't. You guys did a bad job, and everybody's giving him kudos for coming out and evaluating.
Yeah.
And like, I want kudos.
Yeah. I'm giving you kudos right now.
Thank you.
They also make fun of him for reviewing an older movie. But I have to tell you, there is value in reviewing an older movie because the hoopla is over.
Yeah.
And
it's real.
And there's something really sweet about watching a movie at home, in your house.
With your pajamas on.
And you feel different. Yeah. And you're like, hey, you know what? This is a perfect movie for this kind of
day. Yeah. I totally agree. Like, I would not have... taken a shower, gotten decent clothes on, you know, snuck popcorn in my purse.
Right.
And, you know, and whatever, and gone to pay $12 to see The Mummy.
Right.
Would not have done it. But I'm in my bed.
No, not me.
I'm laying next to Norm. You know, he's drinking a brewski.
Right.
You know, and I'm enjoying the movie.
Right. Come on. What are you going to do?
Give it a 4 stars.
Give it exactly. Exactly. So that was the end of our show.
All righty.
So how was the show, girlfriend?
It was great.
It was great.